Butterbeer had his special way of informing people that they were under his care, even though they were far away and never met him personally. So stay tuned to hear the testimonies. Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. In today's video, we have 2 testimonies about Padre Pio's mystical fragrance appearing from the book The Unknown Miracles of the Saint with the Stigmata by José María Zavala. A Polish couple living in England was at a crossroads in their life. They were unsure which way to go. Now, it's not mentioned what exactly was this decision about, but it was a decision that would change their lives. The couple heard about Padre Pio from a friend, so in need of help, they decided to write a letter to Padre Pio, asking him for his counsel. They waited for a while, but never received an answer. The time to make the important decision was growing short, so their anxiety increased. Pressured by the short time left, they decided in a hurry to pack their bags and head to San Giovanni Rotondo to speak to Padre Pio in person. On the long journey from London to San Giovanni, they stopped in Switzerland, in the city of Bern, where they started to question whether it was worth continuing the trip or not. Even if they made it to San Giovanni, would they get the opportunity to speak to Padre Pio? They calculated that the risk of not being able to speak to him was not worth the trip, so they decided to head back to London. When they were about to return to England, their hostel room was suddenly filled with a pleasant fragrance. Where was this fragrance coming from? They were unable to find its source. But because of this mysterious fragrance, they changed their minds. It was as if the pleasant fragrance gave them the strength needed to continue the journey to San Giovanni Rotondo. When they finally arrived, and it was a long trip, they were received by Padre Pio. "We wrote you a letter," they said, "but since we didn't get an answer," and Padre Pio interrupted them, "I did not answer. Did you not notice anything at the Swiss hostel?" I can just imagine the couple's faces after hearing that from Padre Pio. He never met this couple before, and yet he knew that they were on their way to see him. He knew that they were about to give up and that they needed a little push to stay on track. He truly did care for those that needed him. Our second story is about Josefina Macharet. She was only 24 years old at the time when her doctor told her the bad news, that despite the operation and long treatment, she would never be able to move her arm again. There was an unforeseen fracture of the shoulder blade. This was in June of 1930. Troubled by the doctor's diagnosis, the young Josefina traveled to San Giovanni Rotondo with her father in hope of speaking to Padre Pio. When they arrived and explained Josefina's health condition, Padre Pio consoled them, "Do not despair. Trust in the Lord, the arm will heal." Josefina and her father left San Giovanni with feelings of hope. But as time passed by, the arm remained the same. Josefina and her father started to doubt Padre Pio's words. Then, on the 17th of September, the anniversary of the Stigmata of St. Francis of Assisi, the Macharetti residence was filled with a pleasant fragrance of jonquils and roses that lingered for a quarter of an hour. They searched for its source, but to no avail. From that precious moment on, Josefina regained the mobility of her arm. The x-ray showed a sudden regeneration of bones and cartilage. After 4 years since she had broken her arm, her healing was finally complete, just as Padre Pio said it would. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have chosen some videos especially for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.